It was a lot of empty nights there, especially I played in Tampa and in Washington, and you play a Tuesday night game against those, you know, and there's not much going on there. So this is, I feel bad for the people of Atlanta that supported the team, but this is, you know, this is clearly a great decision as far as a city embracing a hockey team.
As a visiting player, when you get a crowd amped up like that, does it also help you as a visiting team?
It's just a fun, they're fun environments to play in, and I thought, you know, last couple of years in Atlanta, this organization was starting to turn the corner and have real good teams. I think this year, they're a good team. They're a solid, well coached team, and it makes for good games when you have good teams and good environments, and just being in Winnipeg too. Other than the snow and the cold, it feels like a hockey environment, and it makes it maybe a little more special, a little more fun than just another game.
Thank you.
The keys, I think we've had a good couple of weeks as far as tightening our system up. Last game was as soon as we got down a couple goals, we got away from that. So I think the most important thing for us is to get back to that, you know, the blueprint and work within that framework. And just Winnipeg's a hard-nosed team. You got to win your battles and win the special team games, you know, all the old cliches that apply.
How much has this team changed in the last few games? You getting a grasp on the new systems and
stuff
with the new
coach? A lot of the systems are the same. Obviously, the personnel is pretty much the same. There's a couple of things that we're doing differently that I think we're adjusting to. We still need to fine tune, but I think we're beyond using that as an excuse.